Communication Part 1, Beyond Magazine Issue 31. You will hear a speech on cyber wellness. As you listen, take note of the reader's pronunciation and voice modulation, showing an awareness of purpose, audience, and context.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak to all of you today. 2 weeks ago, I attended a talk by the National Crime Prevention Council, and I'd like to share with you what I learned there. As some of you may know, online scams are on the rise in Singapore. With our increasing dependence on technology, this is hardly surprising. What you may not expect, however, is that the victims of online scams are not just older people. Young people, including teenagers, fall prey to online scams as well. Therefore, all of us have to stay vigilant. Most of the scams involve payment for goods that are never delivered, and one way to avoid becoming a victim is to never make advance payments. The council suggests handing over the money only upon delivery of the items purchased by meeting the seller in a public place for the transaction. Another popular tactic is the government official scam. The crooks pretend to be foreign government officials and call the victims, telling them that they have been implicated in a crime overseas and that they need to hand over money in order to avoid jail term. To make the scam seem more authentic, they even send copies of fake official documents. In their shocked and anxious state, victims are unable to think clearly and end up being cheated of their hard-earned money. The council suggests that everyone familiarizes themselves with these common scams and advises everyone not to hand over any money to strangers. You can find more information on the National Crime Prevention Council website as well as the phone number for their helpline. I hope you have found this sharing useful. Stay vigilant!
Now that you have heard the reader, practice reading aloud this passage.